Academic institutions around Berkshire County are responding differently to the spread of COVID-19. Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts is moving entirely to remote learning starting in April after an extended spring break. Meanwhile, the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams has extended its break through Friday, March 27th, before returning to normal classes on March 30th. Berkshire Community College, with 1,600 students from around the county and a flagship campus in Pittsfield, is canceling many events into April. Dean of Enrollment Management Christina Wynn explained to WAMC how BCC is crafting its response and why the community college faces unique challenges.
We have formed a business continuity planning of operations group, so we're continuing to meet to talk about what it is that what needs to be done as this continues to unfold. We are not canceling at this point. We are not canceling any of our classes. They will be held as scheduled. And we are prepared to keep our spring break, which happens to run next week, so March 16th through the 20th, for that specified amount of time. We do know that there have been some restrictions set by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts around non-essential travel and folks not attending large gatherings, so we are implementing that. Our staff are not going to conferences and events and those kinds of things. And we've canceled a couple of things here on our campus for now. So we had a program for our early childhood education program next week that has been canceled. We were a very proud host of the Live Out Loud conference, which that has also been canceled. And there will be others that are coming. So we're trying to be planful and prepared for what's going on so that we're not caught off guard and our students aren't caught off guard. But we also want to be able to not think too far ahead in terms of where this is going to go. I mean, it seems like every day we have kind of new information, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Williams College up in Williamstown has moved to remote learning starting next month. MCLA, on the other hand, has not canceled much. Mm-hmm. How do you strike a balance as an educational institution in the county with such different reactions to the crisis?
So, I mean, think that MCLA and Williams College, UMass, for just examples, are very different than Berkshire Community College in that they have their students, in large part, living on their campuses. So when they're done with the class at the end of the day, they're not leaving the facility. They're going back to dorm rooms and spending time with lots and lots of other people in shared living quarters. So those environments are very different than Berkshire Community College, which is 100% commuter school. So our students can leave and then go on to do to go home and do other things. So that's number one. Remote access is certainly a real benefit and works particularly well in situations like this one where schools are canceling or limiting their class offerings. That's something that we are exploring here at BCC. We have not decided just yet that we're going to go in that direction. We may or may not. One of the challenges that we have here in Berkshire County, quite frankly, is that not all residents here in the Berkshires have internet access, not just Wi-Fi, but internet access. And as an institution that is committed to access, it's very challenging for us to say, yes, we want our students to have access to high-quality education. Oh, but I'm sorry, those that live in other areas that don't have that access, no, not you. So we need to be able to balance the different kinds of needs for our students in our service area that are not necessarily the same for Williams College, UMass, or MCLA.
When should people expect more updates from BCC on the status of events, classes, things of that nature as the crisis continues to unfold?
So we continue to meet every day, several times a day, to talk about the situation, to gather the intel from other schools, from state agencies, from the public health officials, as I mentioned. So we are intending to send an update to our students and to be posting any of those updates to our website on a daily basis. If things move more rapidly than that, we will do it as it comes. But in the minimum, it will be on a daily basis.